under similar circumstances. Santa Rosa police are continuing their investigation into the death of a mother and her 10-year-old son found inside of an apartment on Summerfield Road. Apparently, it has now been reported the boy attended Madrone Elementary School. Autopsies were scheduled to be performed on both on Thursday. Their names have not been released. Investigators did state that there was a significant amount of blood found at the scene, but have not commented on a cause of death. The boy's father, who did not live with them, is not considered a suspect in the case. Your PG&E bill is about to go up once again. The California Public Utilities Commission approved another rate hike yesterday. The average increase will be $5 monthly starting in April. That is on top of the 13% increase that took effect in January and after PG&E posted a $2 billion profit last year. Sweden has formally joined NATO as the 32nd member. Sweden's membership comes as concerns about Russia's aggression in Europe have spiked following Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Sweden and Finland both abandoned longstanding neutrality that had been a hallmark of the Nordic states' foreign policy after Russia did invade Ukraine. Finland joined NATO last year. Steve Lawrence, a singer and top stage act and performer in tandem with his wife, Edie Gourmet, died on Thursday. He was 88 years old. He died from complications due to Alzheimer's disease. 8:02 at KZST. We need another update on Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Miroff. Hello again, Olivia.
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking pretty good. We have no new incidents to report. We do have your typical morning commute traffic. Starting northbound US 101, just north of Golf Course Drive, going into downtown Santa Rosa, you're going to see some slowdowns in that area. Stay around 12 interchange to US 101. Traffic is pretty heavy there as well. And then traveling eastbound on State Route 12 from crossing over 101 to about Farmers Lane, you'll see some slowdowns there as well. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirap on KZST.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me after they tell me how amazing I look is, where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Win big this March at Graton Resort and Casino. Thursdays, get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune slot tournaments. Enter the vault to win a new Mercedes, gold bars, cash, and more in the Gold Rush giveaway every Friday. Saturday, March 30th, your chance at $1 million cash in the Net Big Cash giveaway. 50 winners and $100,000 in guaranteed prizes. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
From the community calendar, the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership is looking for volunteers for the Sonoma County Human Race on May 4th in Santa Rosa. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, social media star turned boxer Jake Paul will fight former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson on July 20th at AT&T Stadium. Netflix will stream the bout between the 27-year-old Paul and the 57-year-old Mike Tyson. Tyson hasn't fought since he and Roy Jones Jr. met in a 2020 exhibition that ended in a draw. And your forecast today, just beautiful out there. A lot of sunshine with mid-60s. Day to get outside and enjoy. Tonight, increasing clouds. Overnight lows dipping to the 40s with a possibility of some showers by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Showers in the morning, then just a chance in the afternoon. Rain is likely on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Did you know that Kevin Bacon actually weighs 450 pounds? It's true. A pig named Kevin Bacon got loose from his pen in Wisconsin and meandered down the road until he walked into the backyard of a home with a security camera. The family noticed a strange-shaped figure and went to investigate. Kevin walked right up to the back door. They fed him apples, carrots, and rice cakes to lure him back to his home, which was about a mile away. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Mornings on KZST. There's a new queen on the air, and her name is Debbie.
To Sonoma County's KZST. Happy Friday.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free info kit, 800-328-9696. That's 800-328-9696.
At River Rock Casino, there's something for everyone. We're the only non-smoking casino in Sonoma County with blackjack, roulette, and over 900 exciting slots. Dine on our deck with magical views of the vineyards. A perfect spot for a date. Join the club. It's free. Earn generous rewards, get access to giveaways, free play, events, and more. Check out all the fun at RiverRockCasino.com. We told you, there's something for everyone at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
I got a new car. It's blue.
Blue and yellow cars are the safest. The University of California did a study on it.
How'd you know that?
I heard it on the radio.
Each week, twice as many Sonoma County adults visit a local radio station than visit Google.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
100.1 KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 8:11, 43 degrees, sunshine on the way, mid-60s, a gorgeous day. It is March 8th, meaning it is International Women's Day, and March is designated Women's History Month. And with me right now is Molly McGregor, a longtime activist. She's one of the founders of the former National Women's History Project, which is now called the National Women's History Alliance, based out of Santa Rosa. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, Debbie. And thank you for having me. And as we begin, I would like to also acknowledge the other five of us who began the National Women's History Project and push forward to have a Women's History Week. And that would be Mary Ruth's daughter, Betty Morgan, Paula Hammett, Maria Cuevas, and myself. So it was of course a team effort, and we had no idea how expansive the team was going to become. But the five of us had this fantasy that we would start with Sonoma County so our kids could learn something about women, and then we'd go to the state and then the nation. Little did we know it would become what it has become, and we are so very grateful.
And it started right here in our own backyard, thanks to a group of great women. Yeah, congratulations. So March is Women's History Month, and the theme, Molly, this year is women who advocate for equity, diversity, and inclusion. And, of course, the fact we recognize women's advocacy as the source of some changes, the changes that have moved women forward and increased possibilities and what we are doing now. Expand on that, will you?
Well, every year the National Women's History Alliance Project, and now the Alliance, selects a theme for Women's History Month so that the literally hundreds of thousands of schools and corporations and libraries and even federal agencies all use the same theme as a way to make it even more emphatic. And this year's theme, we didn't think it was controversial at all. We thought we couldn't be more American than saying women who advocate for equity, diversity, and inclusion. But we're living in a time when even a theme like that seems to be somewhat controversial. From the very beginning of when we established the National Women's History Project, we wanted to make sure that people knew we were talking about everybody. This wasn't an exclusive club for just a few wealthy white women, which is kind of how many people thought women's history was. There's only a few people that had ever done anything. So from the very beginning, we wanted to stress the fact that it was multicultural, it was international, and we also wanted to recognize women in the workforce. And we thought that this theme, women advocating for diversity, equity, and inclusion, was about as American as you could get. We've received some feedback that I've been surprised about, but then I do live in California and not Florida. Nevertheless, people have been taking the theme and using it in so many ways, and we receive so many testimonies about people not even understanding how rich diversity can, what a rich attribute it is to have diversity in any kind of conversation and in any kind of thing that you do, because everything gets expanded that way.
We have to continue to move forward and support each other and do the things that we're doing and just not give up. It's just one of those things you have to keep going and going and going and keep it out there so people know, and so we make these changes.
Yeah, and we need to keep reinforcing that with each other. You know, you can get really worn down when people are negative, negative, negative. And so it's so important for us to talk about the things that have changed because of the advocacy of women. People who just didn't take no for an answer and just kept working at it. I think of the woman, Ethel, who started AARP. She was 65 years old. She was a retired teacher because they made teachers retire when they got old. They considered that old. And anyway, she worked as a volunteer for the California Teachers Association. And she discovered the terrible plight of so many former teachers because they couldn't get health insurance because insurance companies didn't insure people that were old because of the, you know, the problem with that. So she started her own little insurance company out of her own home so that these people that were in very serious straits, many of them had lost everything in the Depression and that, could be insured, could have health services. And you see with the AARP today, I mean, it's international.
Oh, that little organization. Such a tiny, teeny tiny organization, AARP.
Yeah, that little organization. And she started all this when she was 65. So when people start talking about how, I'm going to be 50, I don't know what I'm going to do. I hope you're going to start living.
Well, 65 is young now. 65 is young. So, Molly, what are you doing to celebrate the day?
Well, I'm filling orders. People are calling saying, it's Women's History Month, because they just realized that. So we have a lot of material on our website, which people can find at nwha1980.org. We have a lot of downloaded materials, and right now that's what I'm directing people to, because it's too late for them necessarily to receive our magazine or anything else through the mail. But anything that's on our website, please use it. Please take it. I would hope that just because today is International Women's Day, people would take the time to think about at least one woman who has made their life better, you know, from encouragement, from being there, from our mothers to our aunts to our teachers, and call her up and thank her. And if she's passed, contact somebody who knew her and just say her name, because that's why I wanted to say Mary and Betty and Maria and Paula's name, because it's so important that we're not invisible, because invisibility is the number one bias. People don't know anything or about anybody, and they make these assumptions. So I think that's the best way to celebrate International Women's Day, to really thank our friends who have made our lives possible in so many ways.
Well, Molly McGregor, you've been around here doing great things in Sonoma County for a long time. Thank you for taking the time out here. Part of the National Women's History Alliance, based right here in Santa Rosa. So many great women here. And to all women out there, to women today, tomorrow, all this month, every day of every month and every year, I say, let's stick together and make stuff happen. Molly,
okay.
I have the
Thank
perfect...
Thank you, Debbie.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being here. Have a great day. I have the perfect song. Thank you, Molly.
Okay.
Happy International Women's Day,
Happy
Sonoma County.
Day.
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's check traffic now with CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. CHP is en route to clear some debris out of the lanes southbound on ramp from Corby. So if you are traveling through that area, just pay attention as you're driving through. Other than that, traffic's looking pretty good. We still have some slight slowdowns northbound US 101 from Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. You'll be slow moving there. And then State Route 12 interchange to US 101. Traffic is heavy in that area. And then eastbound State Route 12 from US 101 to about Farmers Lane, you'll have some slowdowns in that area as well. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirup on KZST.
Sleeping poorly on your mattress? Find your perfect mattress match and huge savings at the Mancini Sleep World Spring Clearance Sale. Get 50% off showcased Tempur-Pedic Adapt models and 50% off Casper mattresses. Plus, get free next day delivery, old mattress removal, and in-home setup on over 7,000 mattresses in stock. The Spring Clearance Sale is on now at Mancini Sleep World.
Now extended through March 31st, you can still save big with Redwood Credit Union's auto loan rate sale. Take advantage of a 0.75% rate discount on new, used, or refinanced auto loans from another lender. Lower rates mean affordable payments, putting you behind the wheel of the car you love. Apply online or ask for RCU financing at your dealership now through March 31st. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Discount effective through 3/31/24. Rates, terms, and special offers subject to change. Discount for purchases and refinances of existing loans from another lender. Restrictions may apply.
Your neighborhood grocery outlet has the name brands you love, all at shockingly low prices. But do you ever wonder how we do it? Simple. We buy opportunistic items for less and pass the savings along to you. When a brand has excess inventory from packaging or manufacturing overruns, they call us. There's no club membership needed. So stop by your local grocery outlet today and let the bargain hunt begin.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
KZST.
Sonoma County, it's not just a place, it's a lifestyle.
The soundtrack for Sonoma County is
KZST.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 8th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:30. I'm Brent Allen. Clear skies out there now. Lots of sunshine for the afternoon. We are currently sitting at 46 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom.
On my watch, federal projects that you fund, like helping build American roads, bridges, and highways, will be made with American products and built by American workers.
President Joe Biden delivered a fiery argument for a second term in his State of the Union speech on Thursday night. Biden repeatedly delivered attacks at his predecessor without ever mentioning Trump by name. The scrappy tone from Biden was a sharp break from his often humdrum daily appearances and was designed to banish doubts about whether the 81-year-old is still up to the job. For 68 minutes, Biden goaded Republicans over their policies and invited call-and-response banter with fellow Democrats on economic issues, taxes, and health care. In a